Paul is free once more. Clouds were gathering that threatened not only Paul's own safety, but also the prosperity of the church. In Rome, he had been placed in the charge of the captain of the imperial guards, who was a man of integrity. The captain left him comparatively free to carry on the gospel work, but this man was replaced by an official who was unlikely to offer the apostle any special favor. In their efforts against Paul, the Jews found an able helper in the immoral Jewish convert whom Nero had made his second wife. Paul had little hope of justice from Nero, who had low morals and was capable of terrible cruelty. The first year of his reign had seen the poisoning of his young stepbrother, the rightful heir to the throne. Nero had then murdered his own mother and his wife. In every noble mind, he inspired only horror and contempt. His shameless wickedness created disgust, even in many who were forced to share his crimes. They were in constant fear over what he would suggest next. Yet Nero was acknowledged as the absolute ruler of the civilized world. More than this, he was worshipped as a god. It seemed certain that such a judge would condemn Paul. But the apostle felt that as long as he was loyal to God, he had nothing to fear. His protector could shield him from the hatred of the Jews and the power of Caesar. And God did shield his servant. At Paul's trial, the charges against him were dismissed. With a respect for justice completely opposite his character, Nero declared the prisoner guiltless. Paul was again a free man. If he had been held in Rome until the following year, he would surely have died in the persecution that took place then. During Paul's imprisonment, there had been so many converts that the authorities had become alarmed. The emperor became especially angry over the conversion of members of his own household, and he soon found an excuse to bring his merciless cruelty on the Christians. A terrible fire occurred in Rome, burning nearly half the city. According to rumors, Nero himself had caused it, but he made a show of great generosity by assisting the homeless and destitute. He was, however, accused of the crime. The people were enraged, and in order to clear himself, Nero turned the accusation on the Christians. Thousands of men, women, and children were cruelly put to death. Paul's last period of freedom. Soon after his release, Paul left Rome. Working among the churches, he tried to establish a stronger tie between the Greek and the Eastern churches and to fortify the believers against the false doctrines that were creeping in to corrupt the faith. The trials that Paul had endured had taken a toll on his physical powers. He felt he was now doing his last work, and as time grew shorter, he intensified his efforts. There seemed to be no limit to his zeal. Strong in faith, he traveled from church to church in many lands to strengthen the believers so that in the difficult times they were starting to face, they could win souls and remain true to the gospel, bearing faithful witness for Christ.